Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Paya Panjwani. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on the second day of a federal government shutdown.
On Wednesday, the director of the Office of Management and Budget, Russell Vogt, told House GOP lawmakers in a private conference that layoffs would be starting in the next day or two. But the shutdown already is disrupting the lives of Americans. At the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, tourists were turned away at the entrance on Wednesday. Jim Feather, who lives in Pennsylvania, says it's frustrating that lawmakers in Washington are playing politics.
Their job is to pass a budget, and if they're not doing their job, what are they doing down there?
Molly McAdam of Los Angeles says she supports the Democrats.
If the Democrats were to proceed and find some negotiation without getting the health care for millions, they would just be signing up for a government that the people don't want.
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office has estimated that some 750,000 federal workers could be furloughed. Donna Warder, Washington.
At a news conference yesterday, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt was asked about Pope Leo referencing inhumane treatment of immigrants in America.
I would reject there is inhumane treatment of illegal immigrants in the United States under this administration. There was, however, significant inhumane treatment of illegal immigrants in the previous administration as they were being trafficked and raped and beaten, and in many cases killed, over our United States southern border. You also look at the inhumane treatment at the hands of some of these illegal immigrants that took place under the previous administration as well. Laken Riley comes to mind, a beautiful American citizen who was killed at the hands of an illegal immigrant.
Police in Britain say that four people have been injured after a car was driven at members of the public and a man was stabbed outside a synagogue in the north of Manchester. The mayor of Greater Manchester says it's believed that the suspect is deceased. This is AP News. The U.S. military historically has been a sand engine for social change, but the defense secretary has a different view of the future.
When Hegseth spoke Tuesday at the Marine Corps base in Quantico, Virginia, he made it clear he's not interested in a diverse or inclusive force.
For too long, we've promoted too many uniformed leaders for the wrong reasons, based on their race, based on gender quotas, based on historic so-called firsts.
Hegseth said too often the military has been forced by what he calls foolish and reckless politicians to focus on the wrong issues. Dartmouth College history professor Matthew Delmont says the military has been on the leading edge of trying to take advantage of the talents of all Americans.
It's moved faster and farther than almost any other organization in thinking about issues of racial equality, and then later thinking about issues related to gender.
Mike Hemp in Washington.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
Across the country, medical facilities are shutting down or scrambling for funding after President Trump's big tax and policy bill blocked Medicaid money from Planned Parenthood and other organizations. Maine Family Planning, serving low-income residents at 18 clinics, lost about $2 million in Medicaid reimbursements and is told its patients' primary care services will cease at the end of October. Planned Parenthood says up to 200 clinics across the country might have to close. They've never provided abortions in Louisiana, but had to shutter their only two locations there this week. Louisiana's Republican Governor Jeff Landry declared it a win for life, while Victoria Coy, with their Louisiana Coalition for Reproductive Freedom, says it will have a detrimental impact.
It's been really difficult for folks to get prenatal visits before the 12th week, or to get miscarriage management or emergency care because of the chilling effect of the abortion ban.
Planned Parenthood Arizona says it will halt Medicaid-funded services, while Wisconsin's Planned Parenthood affiliate has paused abortion services. In Massachusetts, Health Imperative says they hope to make up the difference with state funding and donations. I'm Jennifer King.
A Senate vote to end the government shutdown hours after it began has failed. Both sides are holding firm, with Democrats insisting on funding for health care subsidies and Republicans refusing. The blame game is in full effect, with both sides saying the other caused the shutdown.
Well, it ends when the Senate Democrats pick this bill up, passed by the House of Representatives, and vote for it.
The way out of this is for Republicans to finally roll up their sleeves and get to work.
Top Senate leaders John Thune and Chuck Schumer at the White House.
I actually don't think it's going to be that long of a shutdown.
Vice President J.D. Vance says some Democrats have already flipped sides, but at least five more have to sign on. And if the shutdown drags on,
we are going to have to lay people off.
Roughly 750,000 federal workers are expected to be furloughed, some potentially fired. For now, the shutdown's immediate impacts are being felt at places like Acadia National Park in Maine, which is largely shut down. Visitor Jim Feathers frustrated with Congress.
Their job is to pass a budget, and if they're not doing their job, what are they doing down there?
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Under a government shutdown contingency plan by the Park Service, roads, lookouts, trails, and open-air memorials will generally remain accessible to visitors. However, parks without accessible areas will be closed. Bad news for Jim Feather from Pennsylvania on vacation, trying to tour Acadia National Park.
First time up to Acadia, we wanted to check it out, but everything's shut down, so we don't really get to do a whole lot of the actual official stuff, so we'll probably wind up just kind of driving around the park as much as we can.
Bill Wade is executive director of the Association of National Park Rangers.
They won't find visitor centers open usually. They won't find custodial maintenance in some places. There will be limited emergency response.
His advice, check online. I'm Julie Walker.
A U.S. citizen who is a construction worker in Alabama has filed a federal lawsuit after he says he was detained twice by immigration agents within just a few weeks. He's demanding an end to the Trump administration's workplace raids targeting industries with large immigrant workforces. The class action lawsuit was filed by concrete worker Leo Garcia Venegas, along with the public interest law firm Institute for Justice. The lawsuit demands an end to what the firm calls unconstitutional and illegal immigration enforcement tactics. Several weeks ago, the U.S. Supreme Court lifted a judge's restraining order that had barred immigration agents in Los Angeles from stopping people solely based on their race, language, job, or location. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Federal Reserve Board member Lisa Cook will stay on the job for now. In a brief order, the Supreme Court declined to act on President Trump's emergency appeal, seeking to immediately remove her from her job at the central bank. The High Court will hear arguments in her case in January. The president's attorneys have accused Cook of mortgage fraud and argue that even if the alleged conduct occurred before her time as governor, it calls her trustworthiness into question. Cook denies any wrongdoing and has said she will not be bullied. President Trump has long been arguing for the Fed to lower a key interest rate in the name of helping the economy. And at the Fed meeting in September, his most recent Fed nominee, Steven Moran, did vote for a larger rate cut. But an amicus brief by former heads of the Fed and the Treasury argue that the bank must remain independent to maintain its credibility. No president has fired a sitting Fed governor in the central bank's 112-year history. Jennifer King, Washington.
The U.S. government is taking a minority stake in what's developing into one of the world's largest lithium mines. The Department of Energy is taking a 5% equity stake in Lithium Americas, which is developing the mine in northern Nevada. The company is based in Vancouver. The Energy Department is also taking a 5% stake in the Thacker Pass lithium mining project, a joint venture with General Motors, which is considered crucial in reducing U.S. reliance on China for lithium used in high-tech batteries. The U.S. government already announced a 10% stake in Intel, is the biggest owner in MP Minerals, a Las Vegas rare earths miner. And Trump made a deal with NVIDIA and AMD to give the U.S. government a 15% cut of revenue from selling certain chips to China. I'm Donna Warder.
Primatologist and conservationist Jane Goodall has died. She was 91. Goodall started living among chimpanzees in Africa starting in the 1960s. One of them stood out. She named him David Greybeard.
Seeing him using and making tools to fish for termites, because up until that time, Western science thought humans and only humans used and made tools.
Goodall's research transformed how the world perceived chimpanzees and all humans.
When you're alone, you can become part of nature, and your humanity doesn't get in the way. and it's easier to understand this amazing tapestry of life.
She also found chimps have individual personalities and share humans' emotions of pleasure, joy, sadness, and fear. Her institute says Jane Goodall died of natural causes in California. I'm Ed Donahue.
A massive brick chimney running 20 stories up the side of a Bronx, New York apartment building collapses Wednesday morning following an explosion, sending tons of debris plummeting to the ground. Fire Commissioner Eric Tucker says luckily no one was injured.
It is a ventilation shaft connected to the boiler, which collapsed. We believe that's where the explosion occurred.
The falling bricks from the Mitchell houses buried the sidewalk. Dogs were brought in to make sure no one was trapped. Bronx Borough President Vanessa Gordon says a major disaster was avoided.
We want to ensure that the structural integrity of this building here at Mitchell is maintained. There is a lot of concern, a lot of anxiety from the residents.
An investigation is underway. An active shooter hoax that prompted a lockdown at New Jersey's largest military base Tuesday was caused by an employee who wanted to trauma bond with her colleagues. That's according to officials. Civilian Malika Brittingham, who is assigned to Joint Base McGuire-Dix Lakehurst, faces charges she knowingly conveyed false information about an active shooter who did not exist, according to federal prosecutors. Brittingham allegedly texted someone about a shooter on the base. That person called 911. According to prosecutors, Brittingham told investigators she carried out the hoax because she had been ostracized by her coworkers and hoped that their shared experience in response to an active shooter would allow them to trauma bond. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks rose to more records as Wall Street continued to brush off the latest shutdown of the U.S. government. The S&P 500 climbed 0.3% Wednesday. The index beat the all-time high it set last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 43 points. It's about 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.4%. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. That came after a report from ADP Research suggested that hiring across the country may have been much weaker last month than expected. A report on manufacturing also missed forecasts. Seth Sutel, New York.
As the federal government's first shutdown in nearly 7 years creates uncertainty, the gold frenzy is reaching new heights. The going price for New York spot gold has climbed to almost $3,900 per troy ounce. Gold futures have increased more than 45% since the start of 2025, a time when President Trump's tariffs have plunged much of the world into economic uncertainty. Interest in buying metals such as gold typically spikes when investors become anxious, but gold can be volatile. The Commodity Futures Trade Commission has warned people to be wary, saying if you choose to invest in gold, you should educate yourself on safe trading practices and be cautious of potential scams and counterfeits on the market. I'm Mike Hempen.
Walmart said Wednesday it plans to remove synthetic food dyes and 30 other ingredients, including some preservatives, artificial sweeteners, and fat substitutes from its store brands sold in the U.S. by January of 2027. The move, announced by the nation's largest retailer, amounts to an acknowledgement that American consumers and the U.S. government are paying attention to what goes into packaged foods. Walmart said its goal would affect about 1,000 products, including salty snacks, baked goods, power drinks, salad dressings, and frosting. Several of the ingredients on Walmart's removal list, however, already are banned, not widely used, or have not been used in the U.S. food supply for decades. I'm Julie Walker.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Mookie Betts had four hits and three RBIs to help the defending champion Dodgers sweep the Reds with an 8-4 Game 2 win to advance out of the NL wildcard round. LA manager Dave Roberts.
I don't care who we play, I just want to, you know, be the last team standing.
LA will face the Phillies in the NLDS. The Padres blank the Cubs 3-0 to force a decisive Game 3. In the AL wildcard round, the Yankees staved off elimination with a 4-3 Game 2 win over the Red Sox. The Guardians kept their season alive with a 6-1 Game 2 win over the Tigers. Braves manager Brian Snitker will not return next season. NFL, Browns rookie QB Dylan Gabriel will start over benched veteran Joe Flacco and former All-Pro corner Xavien Howard retired. And NBA, the Heat and Nikola Jovic agreed on a 4-year extension.
Tennis is
bigger than anybody, and it will always create new superstars.
Roger Federer leads the list of nominees for the International Tennis Hall of Fame's class of 2026. Federer was the first man to win 20 Grand Slam singles titles.
I am my own career, my own player that needed those challengers. They needed a challenger like myself, and we made each other better.
And ushered in an era of unprecedented greatness with younger rivals Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic.
One of my biggest motivations is to, you know, to win against Rafa or Roger, you know, on the biggest events.
Federer won 103 tour-level trophies and 1,251 matches in singles, totals surpassed among men only by Jimmy Connors in the Open era.
You compare them. You know, you shouldn't, ever.
Federer is joined in the player category on the ballot by Svetlana Kuznetsova and Juan Martín del Potro. U.S. President Donald Trump has been reminded that FIFA and not government ultimately decides which cities will host World Cup games. Trump suggested last week he could declare cities not safe for the 104-game soccer tournament that the U.S., Canada, and Mexico co-host next summer. That would alter a detailed hosting plan that includes New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. FIFA's vice president from Canada, Victor Montagliani, says in London, quote, "It's FIFA's tournament, FIFA's jurisdiction." I'm Geffen Kuhlbaugh.
To this, on board a flotilla of vessels sailing towards Gaza, say the Israeli Navy has obstructed at least 39 of their boats from arriving at the coast of the besieged Palestinian territory. Footage released from the Global Samud Flotilla showed Israeli soldiers forcibly boarding one of its vessels. The Global Samud Flotilla consists of nearly 50 boats and 500 activists and is carrying a symbolic amount of humanitarian aid, which Israel has not been allowing in. Among those on board is climate activist Greta Thunberg, Nelson Mandela's grandson, Mandla Mandela, and several European lawmakers. It has remained undeterred in its mission to break the Israeli blockade of aid of the coastal strip and reach Palestinians. Israel's blockade of desperately needed aid has led to mass starvation of Gazans in the Palestinian territory. I'm Karen Shamas.
Activists on board a flotilla of vessels sailing towards Gaza says that the Israeli Navy is intercepting their vessels as they approach the Palestinian territory. The Global Samud Flotilla with Greta Thunberg, Nelson Mandela's grandson Mandla Mandela, and several European lawmakers aboard consists of nearly 50 boats and 500 activists and is carrying a symbolic amount of humanitarian aid. Several activists posted videos on social media saying Israeli naval vessels were approaching the flotilla and ordering them to turn off their engines. Italy's foreign minister confirmed the Israeli intervention, saying that the boats would be towed to an Israeli port where the activists would be deported in the coming days. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
EU leaders are weighing a scheme to provide long-term financial and military support to Ukraine, using hundreds of billions of dollars in frozen Russian assets. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says a reparation loan plan is under consideration at this week's summit.
We have to increase the pressure on Russia. And this is why I have proposed reparation loans for Ukraine on the basis of the immobilized Russian assets. We are not confiscating the assets, but we are taking the cash balances for loan to Ukraine. Ukraine has to pay back this loan if Russia pays reparations.
The Kremlin says the EU intentions amount to plans to illegally confiscate Russian property. German officials say three alleged members of the Palestinian militant group Hamas are in custody on suspicion of plotting attacks on Israeli or Jewish institutions in Germany. The suspects are set to appear in court on Thursday. A judge will then determine whether the trio can be held ahead of a trial. Germany's federal prosecutor alleges they have been involved in procuring firearms since earlier this summer. Various weapons, including an AK-47 rifle and ammunition, were found during a recent raid. The dead on Wednesday include people who had sought refuge at a school sheltering the displaced in Gaza City. Al-Fala School in the city's eastern Zatoun neighborhood was hit twice, minutes apart. Over 450,000 people have been displaced in Gaza since mid-August, mostly from Gaza City, according to the UN. Paul Ransom, an emergency doctor volunteering at UK Med, tells the AP a new wave of displacement threatens to break Gaza's healthcare system, already on the brink of collapse.
If we have
half a million more people coming down to the middle area and to the south area, we cannot cope. No hospital system can cope with that amount of people.
Meanwhile, officials are still awaiting a response from Hamas on President Donald Trump's peace plan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.